For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. Ohio County is home to Bill Monroe, the man known as the father of bluegrass music. His hometown is preparing to kick off a campaign to raise $500,000 to build a museum in his honor. That's despite the fact that a much larger international bluegrass museum in Owensboro is only 40 miles away. Lisa Autry explains.
For more than a decade, a collection of Bill Monroe's personal items has been sitting in this dusty storage facility. The location is secret for security reasons. Locked away are his old gray Cadillac, a plow, furniture, suits, and awards. Monroe's last mandolin is stored in a separate climate-controlled facility. 16 years ago, Ohio County bought the collection from Monroe's family. Jody Fleener heads the county's tourism commission. She says part of the deal was that the items had to stay in Ohio County.
The connection is to Ohio County for Bill Monroe.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
What's exciting about living in Ohio County is you still have people that grew up with Bill, but we even have relatives still here.
Shine on the one that's gone.
Next month, the county hopes to start fundraising for a 15,000-square-foot museum to house the memorabilia. It's planned for the tiny town of Rosine, just a few miles from where the bluegrass icon was born and buried. That's only a half-hour drive from the International Bluegrass Museum in Owensboro, but Fleener says it wouldn't be redundant. She says the local attraction would be solely dedicated to Ohio County's native son, and she doesn't feel threatened by the much larger museum.
That's the beauty of being this close to each other. I think we feed off one another. We hope that everybody that comes to see the International Bluegrass Museum, I know that they refer here to have him come back to the birthplace, the home place, and we do the same.
Welcome to the Monroe home. There were 6 boys and 2 girls in the Monroe family. 2 girls step in this room.
Bill Monroe's home place is where I met Merlene Austin. Merlene was married to Monroe's nephew. She's now a tour guide here.
This is the house he knew as home. This is the house he loved. This is the house he sat in front of the fireplace with his Uncle Penn trying to learn to play the mandolin.
The home is decked out with some of the original furniture and other cherished family belongings. Merlene Austin says visitors often want more opportunities to remember the musician who was inducted into the Rock and Roll, Country, and Bluegrass Halls of Fame.
A couple of ladies from Kansas said, "We've been in Rosine. We want to ask you a question." And I said, "What?" And they said, "How come there is nothing in Rosine to honor Bill Monroe?"
Home place caretaker Tom Ewing is also excited about the prospect of a Bill Monroe museum. He sang and played the guitar in Monroe's last band. He hopes the museum will give fans a better understanding of who Bill Monroe was as a person.
He's been characterized as a woman chaser by a person who wrote a biography of him. Bill was so much more than that. Yes, he loved women and he had a lot of affairs in his life, but there were so many other more important dimensions to his personality than that.
Each day I do
a golden deed.
A golden deed.
By helping those
who are in need.
If fundraising efforts are successful, Ohio County hopes to start construction in the spring. The county hopes the museum will be a fitting tribute to a boy who grew up on a farm in rural Kentucky and went on to, in the words of a song he recorded, have a beautiful life.
And so I'll do the best I can.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.
It's sinking low.
A few more days.
A few more days.
And I must go
to meet the day.